USANews.com.
Today, most people are more likely to get a pay cut than a cost of living raise. But I have good news for you. You can build your own golden parachute. Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby, and I think you'll find that the three-step plan home business system is a great solution to money worries. You can add to your income in your spare time. For information, go to 3-STEP-USA or call 800-480-2102. 800-480-2102.
Libya is trying to battle a huge blaze at an oil refinery. More from correspondent Mark Levy.
A huge kerosene tank is on fire in the Ras Lanuf oil depot on the Libyan coast. Muammar Gaddafi's government is asking Italy to help put it out. That has implications beyond the blaze. Gaddafi's forces have retaken Ras Lanuf from the rebels, and they're moving steadily east, driving the rebels back. The request puts Italy in a bind. Does it help put out the fire, which is causing widespread pollution, and in that way give recognition to Gaddafi's government, or let it burn? Mark Levy, Cairo.
There have been fewer evacuations than expected, but the National Weather Service says flooding in northern New Jersey is still considered major. Rain-swollen waterways crested overnight and have begun to slowly recede, but officials say flooding will remain a concern for the next few days. They say many residents took heed of warnings and left before the flooding began. Terrorists stabbed to death a family of five in Israel. National correspondent Connie Lawn has more.
The White House press secretary said, "We condemn in the strongest possible terms the murder of five Israelis in a terrorist attack in the northern West Bank, and we offer our condolences to their loved ones and to the Israeli people." He said there is no possible justification for the killing of parents and children in their home. "We call on the Palestinian Authority to unequivocally condemn this terrorist attack and for the perpetrators of this heinous crime to be held accountable." Connie Lawn, IRN USA Radio News, the White House.
With IRN USA Radio News, I'm Precious Watson.
Who's watching your home when you're not there? It could be a burglar. Burglars prefer to break in when they think nobody's home and no one will stop them. Don't be an easy target for intruders. Protect your home with a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Pick up your phone now and get free hardware, free medical and fire alert, and free activation. It's an $850 value. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, at 1-866-789-3377. You'll get 24-hour protection, and there's no cost for parts or activation. Call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call 1-866-789-3377. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring agreement, $35.99 per month. Call for terms.
Welcome to Animals Today, your home for serious talk about animals. I'm Dr. Lori Kirshner. We have a very exciting hour for you today. Later in the show, Dr. John Pippin with the nonprofit group Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine will be joining us to give us an update on the status of 14 chimpanzees who were transferred to a research center in San Antonio to be subjected to invasive experiments. These chimps have already been experimented upon for the majority of their lives and should be allowed to enjoy their final years of life in quiet, peaceful retirement. We're going to find out what Dr. Pippin and other doctors and experts are doing to try to get these 14 chimpanzees returned to their former home, a non-research facility in New Mexico. But first, I wanted to give you an update about what's happening locally here in my city of Palm Springs, California, concerning the rodeo and the growing opposition to its return to Palm Springs. Now, you may already know, and if you're a listener to the show, you probably are aware of the cruel practices that are involved in modern rodeo events. In fact, you can't separate animal cruelty from the rodeo. Let's just take one event as an example. Okay, think about calf roping for a second. And if you haven't looked closely at a video of what happens in the calf roping event, you really should. And I'll tell you in a minute where you can view these videos. So in calf roping, what happens is that a baby cow, okay, 3 to 4 month old, is sent running out of its chute at top speed to escape torment inflicted upon her. and is then chased by the contestant on horseback who lassos the calf and abruptly pulls the rope taut around the calf's neck. The force is so violent that the calf's neck may break, even with this first move. Then the contestant runs to the calf, lifts her up in the air, slams her poor little body down on the ground, knocking the wind out of her so the abuser, contestant, can tie her legs together all in a timed event. This is not the way it's done on the range, where calves are gently roped for their protection. No, this violent, horrific so-called sport, which can break the calf's neck, back, or legs, is done for the purpose of amusing the crowd, for family entertainment. Imagine if they used a dog or a puppy in this event instead of a baby cow. The offender would be criminally charged at the very least, right? So tell me, why is it okay to do this to a calf? Take a look at the website of the organization SHARC, which is sharkonline.org, and you will see several videos depicting what really goes on at the rodeo, not just calf roping. You'll see all events involving animals. A slightly sensitive individual with half a heart will see cruelty is inherent in rodeo. And I have to tell you, what is so incredibly disturbing to me, as I was going through the SHARC website, is the crowd, the fans, being amused and entertained. Children! You see children enjoying watching helpless animals being abused. And not only that, you see children actually participating in some of these events. So the rodeo people are not only willing to abuse animals, that they're also putting children at risk. And their parents willing to risk the safety of their own kids. I just don't understand this. Listeners of Animals Today know how I feel about using animals in any form of entertainment, not just rodeos, circuses, zoos, racing, cockfighting, dogfighting. But what disturbs me even more are the powerful messages that are incorporated into the conscious and unconscious minds of our children. We are teaching our children that we humans are in charge and can control these animals, make them do what we want them to do and do what we want with them. And that's okay and normal to employ and exploit and abuse the animals for our amusement and our pleasure. So the rodeo is, unfortunately, coming back to Palm Springs, and concerned animal lovers are planning to protest on Saturday, March 26th. If you happen to be in Southern California, we would love for you to join us. To find out more information about the demonstration, please visit the Desert Paws Facebook page, where we have the event details, or go to the Desert Paws website, which is desertpaws.org. Also, Desert Paws helped produce a video depicting what happens at rodeo. It's right there on the homepage of the website, desertpaws.org. It's a four-minute compilation. Anyone who is doubting me that the rodeo equals cruelty, I challenge you to take a few minutes to watch the video and come to a different conclusion. One of the really disheartening things about this particular rodeo is that it's now in its second year in our lovely, friendly city of Palm Springs after being gone for decades. And it's going to be a bigger event than last year, with many local sponsors. The so-called Palm Springs West Fest is supposed to commemorate our Western heritage and evokes the memory of a past Palm Springs mayor, Frank Bogart, who himself was a cowboy. But again, the modern rodeo has devolved into a horrific spectacle of cruel acts committed upon innocent animals to entertain families, all under the cloak of American heritage and wholesome family fun. So even though rodeo was part of a Western heritage, I oppose it in its modern form as being an old practice that should just be retired. Okay, before my head explodes, let me introduce you to my guest. I am pleased to welcome back to the show Steve Hindy with the organization called SHARC, which stands for Showing Animals Respect and Kindness. Steve is a good friend of Animals Today and has spoken before on the show about rodeos and canned pigeon shoots. Steve is one of the most active and well-known animal rights activists anywhere, and is especially well-known for his undercover videos to show inhumane and cruel practices in events like rodeos. So today, not only are we going to talk to Steve about what really goes on in rodeo, but he's going to teach us all his techniques and give us pointers on how we can video record the illegal and violent and cruel activities that occur in rodeo. Having videos become a very important part in making a case to city and county officials and the public against hosting or attending rodeos. So we can get to be video documentarians as part of our advocacy for animals. Welcome to the program, Steve.
Good morning, Lori. Glad to be here.
Steve, why don't you start by telling us, what is the point of making videos of rodeo events? What are we trying to accomplish?
Well, first of all, let me say thank you to you and your organization for fighting the Palm Springs Rodeo. And and you did put a very good video compilation together. Well done, and I applaud your efforts.
Thank you.
I'm sorry, what was your question again? I wanted to get that out.
Okay, so what is the point of making videos of rodeo events, and what are we trying to accomplish here?
Well, like all the videos we make, I mean, most of our videos are about rodeos, but we're also doing videos about live pigeon shoots and bullfighting and circuses and whale jails, otherwise known as aquariums. It's all about educating people as to the dirty underside of these various industries, and rodeo is certainly that is the case, because as you said, this is not the way that real ranch animals are handled. These animals are used just for rodeos. They're considered really, especially in the case of the roping animals, the steers and the calves, to be expendable. Many bucking animals, bulls and horses, are also injured and some are killed, but not nearly on the scale of the roping animals. And that's why the roping animals, the calves and the steers, are given numbers while the horses and the bulls are given names. It's all about education. We've gotten comments to our YouTubes and letters and emails from around the world. I mean, regularly, happens all the time, from people saying, in the United States, they say, oh my gosh, I didn't know that's what rodeos were about. And in the case of the people from around the world, they're writing to us and saying, oh boy, you know, you Americans, you claim to be so civilized and so for freedom and liberty and justice, but you can't claim that when you do this. So really, rodeo is America's shame, both in and outside the country.
Yeah, it sure is. So, Steve, is it legal to tape rodeos? Can someone get in trouble by taping at the rodeo?
No. They will try to bully you very often. They may put up signs that say no videos, but there is no law against it. Now, they might be able to eject you for taking a video, and they may try to take your camera, but that's theft. Never, ever let them take your camera. And will they try to bully you? Absolutely. I mean, I'm afraid that's a pretty much a 90% chance that you're going to be bullied. They'll try to intimidate you. They'll try to tell you it's against the law. And oftentimes, the people who are handling security for rodeos are police. And so, it's most unfortunate when police, in their official uniforms, will try and mischaracterize the legal nature of filming rodeos just because they're getting paid by rodeo people. Doesn't happen all the time, but it does happen fairly regularly. So you do need to know your rights. Never, ever let go of your video camera. That is your
good point.
That's your equipment. Do not let it go.
Great point. Steve, so let's cover some basics. Well, we have a few seconds before the break, but what equipment do I need and how should I act?
Well, there's so much available today. There are video cameras. Whatever your video device is, make sure you have enough battery power, first and foremost. If, God forbid, you still have a video camera that uses tapes, make sure you have plenty of tapes. But you should by this time be using a video camera that's either got a hard drive on it or a memory stick, a card, and in that case, still you have to make sure you have enough recording media, enough where you can put all of your documentation onto the device.
Okay, don't go away. We're gonna have more with Steve Hindy with the organization Shark, showing animals respect and kindness. He's giving us pointers on how we can video record illegal, violent, and cruel activities that occur at rodeo. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Dr. Lori Kirshner. You're listening to Animals Today.
Can you get long-lasting pain relief without taking pills all day? Yes, with Thermacare heat wraps.
I was surprised. I got real relief without pills.
I could actually feel the real heat of Thermacare relax and unlock my tight muscles.
Over 8 hours, Thermacare is more effective for back pain than the maximum dose of acetaminophen, the medicine in Tylenol.
No pills, no pain, just relief.
Try Thermacare heat wraps. Go to Thermacare.com for a $3 off coupon now. Use as directed.
Adventurous Americans, maybe you own a motorcycle, a boat, an RV, a PWC, or an ATV. Well, FYI, Geico could save you money on insuring those vehicles. And here's how easy it is. You call Geico and speak with a specialized agent about all the vehicles you own. The agent crunches the numbers. And if you're like thousands of others, your rate is less than what you pay now. And where I come from, paying less means saving money. Call Geico today for a free rate quote. Geico, saving people money on more than just car insurance.
I'm child behavioral therapist James Lehman. I know you need the Total Transformation Program to turn around your child's behavior, but for some reason you haven't tried it. Maybe you're skeptical and doubt that it will work for you and your child. Listen, I'm willing to give away 1,000 copies of the Total Transformation to the most skeptical of parents for free. All I need you to do is send me your feedback about how it works for you and your child. And the program will be free. You get the program for free, and I get the satisfaction of knowing how the Total Transformation helped your child. Anyone who says they can change your child's behavior should be willing to prove it. We're going to prove once and for all that the Total Transformation program works for every behavior problem imaginable. And it'll be free to 1,000 of my most skeptical customers.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-586-1402. 1-800-586-1402. That's 1-800-586-1402. 1-800-586-1402.
If you're a business owner and you want to grow your business through direct mail with no out-of-pocket costs, keep listening. More customers equal more money, right? Well, now you can get more customers in your store using direct mail with no upfront costs through foot traffic marketing. If your store does $10,000 or more a month in credit card sales, foot traffic marketing will design for you a custom direct mail campaign with no upfront costs. Call now for free information and to learn more. 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. Again, if you know that direct mail can help your business grow and your store already does at least $10,000 or more in credit card sales, call now and learn how you can get more customers with no upfront costs. 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723.
Welcome back to Animals Today. I'm Dr. Lori Kirshner. We're talking to Steve Hindy with SHARC, Showing Animals Respect and Kindness, a nonprofit organization. And he's giving us pointers about what we can video record and how to video record during a rodeo. Steve talked about never, he made this point very strongly, never let anyone take your property away from you. Your camera is your camera. Don't let them confiscate that from you. Steve, let's go on. What should I wear to be inconspicuous? And should I go alone or with some other people?
Well, as to what you wear, you know, being as inconspicuous as possible is a good thing because you don't want to affect what they're doing. You want to record it. You want to document it, and then you can take that documentation in some cases to the court. Cotton Rosser, who I understand puts on your rodeo, has been nailed and fined and this kind of thing for shocking animals. And so you want to blend in as much as you can. Don't act like you're having a bad time. You know, maybe clap after an event or whatever. it may make you sick to do it, but it's still it's the right thing to do for the job that you're doing at the time. It's a great idea to have multiple people because that will increase your security. And one of the and if you have enough people, one of the best things you can possibly do is have one person sit off to the side or especially in back of your primary camera person with a hidden camera, you know, that they don't even bring it out maybe unless the primary camera person is intimidated and threatened. Then bring that camera out and as secretly as possible videotape that person being threatened and or intimidated, and then you have even more that you can bring to the media, to the courts or whoever.
Oh, I love it.
You know, what do you do with this footage is you get it out as far and wide as you can. YouTube has been just a terrific tool for us. Put it up on your website. Put it up on YouTube. Get it to the media. Very often, the media is very responsive. Sometimes they're not. You know, in Cheyenne, Wyoming, we have a tough time because that's the big money raiser for the town. But in a place like Palm Springs, which seems to be significantly more evolved, I would say that you'll probably, you know, get some good response from the media. Let's see here. You know,
go ahead. Well, I was going to say, Steve, where should a person who's trying to get good documentation position themselves in the stand, and where are violations likely to occur, and what sort of footage would be most valuable to obtain?
Well, first of all, understand, you have to be zoomed in the right amount for the right kind of activity you're talking about. If it's a stationary thing, like the horse is in the chute getting shocked, you want to be pretty close up, but you can't let your footage be jerky. So it's great if you can bring in a tripod or a monopod. In fact, those things are so helpful to us that in Cheyenne, Wyoming, they have banned monopods and tripods because it helped us get better footage of them abusing their animals. So a tripod, monopod is a great way to go. If it's a slow-moving, stationary thing like horses being shocked in the chute, you want to zoom in more so that you can see the prod, so you can see the prod and what they're doing with it. If it's a faster activity, like the calf roping, you got to pull out a little bit because you won't be able to follow the calf because they're moving fast and they're getting jerked back by the rope, getting clotheslined. Oh, one other thing about if the horses are being shocked or the bulls, if anybody's mm-hmm. being shocked, when the horse or animal leaves the chute, don't necessarily follow the animal. Stay on the guy with the prod so that he can later be identified and the device that he's using is not in question. You get the prod. That makes sense, right?
Yes, it sure does.
Yeah. So you pretty much want to be as directly in front of the chutes as possible because if you're off to the side, the angle will probably cut off at one degree or another the prod, the guy using the prod. So you kind of want to be able to see pretty much straight into the front of that chute. In the timed event chute, there's only one timed event chute. That's where the calves and the steers come out of for roping or steer wrestling. You kind of want to be off to the side or even sometimes in back, and then you'll be able to see that they're twisting the calves' tail or raking it back and forth over the metal beams, which is, of course, extremely painful to them. And look, there may not be one position in that arena that will get you all of that. And you may need to have one person in front of the bucking chutes looking straight in, and then another person, you know, kind of off to the side of the timed event chute. When we're really lucky and we have three or four camera people, sometimes you can get positioned behind the chutes as well, and that can give you a whole different perspective. You see the guy trying to, you know, secretly pull the prod out of his back pocket and quickly putting the prod back in his back pocket. And then you really, you know, you just have all the more footage. So you can go to our site, our Shark Online site, sharkonline.org, and go to our methods, and then there's one that I think is take action. There's a little, or how to get involved, getting involved.
Mm-hmm.
Click on that, and we've got a whole bunch of that of these tips lined up on that page. But I tell you, if people were doing this around the country, if the locals were doing this going into their own local rodeo, I would guess that a third of these rodeos would be knocked out within a couple, 3 years. And you're talking about the local sponsors, that all the local sponsors that are involved in this rodeo. For people who care about animals, or who just even care about justice and some sense of ethics, I'd boycott the daylights out of those companies, and I'd let them know I was doing it. You know, we do it on a national level with really unethical, really nasty companies like Coca-Cola and Dodge Trucks. Those companies, I mean, we have sent them so much documentation, of course, and of course they can look at our YouTubes. Heck, we talk about them being sponsors in our YouTubes, and they just don't care. So long as they think there's enough animal abusers or people who enjoy watching animal abuse that will still buy their products, they're happy to sponsor the animal abuse. They, as far as I can tell, they have no ethics whatsoever. Today there are a lot of cameras, a lot of video cameras that don't look like video cameras. Now, I mean, there's still cameras out there, Canons, Olympus, so there's a whole bunch of them now that actually take video footage too. So if you go in with a still camera that can do that, that really throws them off because they think you're just taking, you know, still pictures, at least for a while, that's what they think. So remember to, you know, remember you can do that, but you have to go in with a camera that has a certain amount of zoom because otherwise you just won't be able to get enough detail of what's going on.
Yeah. Are rodeo employees scouring the stands looking for people doing videotaping?
If it's a place where they've been hit before or where they're allowing shocking or even allowing jerk downs and all this kind of stuff, generally speaking, the answer is yes, and especially in the dirtier rodeos. I can't think of some of them now. The World Rodeo in Hayward, the California State Fair, in Utah, it's all over the place. We've filmed Rosser's people, usually his sons, shocking the animals, and so they tend to watch pretty good for video cameras. Now, you put so much pressure on them. You know, credit to your organization. You put so much pressure on them, they might just let you do it. They might just let you videotape, in which case you will have forced Rosser to at least clean up his act. And I can't commend you all enough for that. If every community was as active as the people that you've got in yours, at least some of them, the rodeo scene would look a whole lot different.
Thanks, Steve. That's Steve Hindy from Shark. sharkonline.org. Check it out. I'm glad you're joining us on Animals Today, where each week we bring discussions and interviews about the important issues concerning animals, both in our backyards and around the world. Please visit us at animalstodayradio.com. Right after the break, we're going to talk to Dr. John Pippin, who's the medical education and senior medical advisor of Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine. You're listening to Animals Today.
Because Geico has been saving people money on car insurance, and because of you, they've been the nation's fastest-growing car insurance company over the past 5 years. To show our appreciation, call within the next 15 minutes and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. This is not a limited-time offer, and okay, actually you could call whenever you like. But why are we even arguing about this, America?
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
Can you get long-lasting pain relief without taking pills all day? Yes, with Thermacare heat wraps.
I was surprised. I got real relief without pills.
I could actually feel the real heat of Thermacare relax and unlock my tight muscles.
Over 8 hours, Thermacare is more effective for back pain than the maximum dose of acetaminophen, the medicine in Tylenol.
No pills, no pain, just relief.
Try Thermacare heat wraps. Go to Thermacare.com for a $3 off coupon now. Use as directed.
Who's watching your home when you're not there? It could be a burglar. Burglars prefer to break in when they think nobody's home and no one will stop them. Don't be an easy target for intruders. Protect your home with a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Pick up your phone now and get free hardware, free medical and fire alert, and free activation. It's an $850 value. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer at 1-866-789-3377. You'll get 24-hour protection, and there's no cost for parts or activation. Call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call 1-866-789-3377. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring agreement, $35.99 per month. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and protect your home license numbers. Call now, 1-866-789-3377. That's 1-866-789-3377.
Have you heard? Proactiv is new and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With new Proactiv, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-630-9709, because we're going to let a million people try new Proactiv risk-free. Get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first to try new and better than ever Proactiv, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of the new Proactiv, two free extras, and free shipping when you call 1-800-630-9709. This is our best radio offer ever. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of new Proactiv plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping. This offer won't last long. Call 1-800-630-9709. That's 1-800-630-9709.
Thank you for calling IQ for your free demo.
Yeah, what's the catch?
Excuse me?
Your ad says I can get a free demo that will increase my reading speed. So what is the catch?
Oh, no catch. We're so sure IQ will increase your reading speed and your brain power that we'll give you a free demo to try it for yourself.
Okay, but I'm a slow reader and I never remember what I read.
Well, with IQ, you can increase your reading speed up to 1,000%, allowing you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read just one. And because of this revolutionary program, you'll retain most of the information you read. Oh, but there is one thing.
The catch, right?
You could start reading up to 1,000% faster in just 7 minutes.
Aha! Wait, did you say 7 minutes?
To get your free demo of IQ from Infinite Mind, call now. 1-800-419-3267. Unleash your brain. Experience the power of IQ for free. 1-800-419-3267. That's 1-800-419-3267.
Listening to Animals Today, I want to welcome Dr. John Pippin, who is the Medical Education and Senior Medical Advisor of Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine. He is a board-certified cardiologist and has received the Clinician Scientist Award from the American Heart Association and is the author of dozens of articles and abstracts that have been published in such leading medical journals as Circulation and the American Journal of Cardiology. Welcome to the show, John.
Lori, it's great to be back. Thanks.
John, your group, Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine, has recently submitted a petition for administrative action to the director of the NIH involving 14 chimpanzees. Please tell us what is going on with these animals and the colony they came from.
I'd be glad to, Lori. Last fall, we became aware of a plan by the National Institutes of Health, NIH, to take a colony of chimpanzees who for the past decade have been semi-retired at a facility called the Alamogordo Primate Facility, which is on Holloman Air Force Base in Alamogordo, New Mexico. These chimpanzees had been used for years by the notorious Colston Foundation, which many of your listeners will remember was closed down when they lost NIH funding because of abuse and misuse and unnecessary deaths of chimpanzees in their care. These were retired from research, and they were maintained there for the last decade. NIH decided to take that colony, which was 200 chimps, and to move them group by group to a facility in San Antonio, one of the eight primate research centers funded by NIH, the National Primate Research Center in San Antonio. Well, we got wind of this, and we began an effort to stop that. And that effort involved not only really breaking trust with these animals who had been so misused and abused for so long, but also by making the point that using chimpanzees for the kind of research they propose, which is hepatitis, HIV, Ebola, other dangerous infectious diseases, was pointless. And we presented the medical and scientific information showing that using chimpanzees for these purposes it has produced nothing of value in decades of research. So we took both the ethical and the scientific approach to try to convince NIH not to do this. Well, then the New Mexico officials, Governor Bill Richardson, who's no longer governor, he was termed out, and both state senators and several state representatives, the attorney general, and even Senator Tom Harkin, who's on appropriations, all contacted Francis Collins, who's director of NIH, urging him to reverse this decision and not send those chimpanzees to San Antonio, and just sort of cutting to the chase after a long battle, that's exactly what happened. The NIH rescinded that plan, issued a statement that the chimpanzees would remain at the Alamogordo Primate Facility pending completion of a review of the scientific value or lack of value of chimpanzee research in the areas for which they were going to be moved. The Institute of Medicine has just begun putting together the panel to do that research, and it's estimated that the report will come out in about 2 years. So that was a terrific victory for the chimpanzees and for the people of New Mexico, who would have lost 40-some-odd good-paying jobs in tough economic times. The remaining issue was that before we got wind of this, 14 of those chimpanzees had already been transferred to San Antonio. Well, we got the records on them. We know that they all have names. We know their names. We know their medical records. We've reviewed it all. We asked NIH to send them back. They didn't want to do that. So what we have done, since our feeling is they are part of that original colony, and the decision to leave them out of harm's way in Alamogordo should apply to them as well as the 186 others, what we did was we filed a petition under the Administrative Procedure Act, which is an act that was passed so that legal oversight can be given to federal agencies. The best description I've heard of is the purpose of the Administrative Procedure Act is to keep federal agencies from running amok. And that's what we feel NIH is doing here. They arbitrarily moved those animals down there before the debate was over, and now they do not want to send them back. So that's why we filed this petition regarding the Administrative Practice Act, Administrative Procedure Act, and we are pursuing this, looking for support. We're not going to quit on this until those 14 chimps are returned to Alamogordo and safe from the kind of invasive and dangerous research that would happen to them in San Antonio.
John, what was or is going to be done to those chimpanzees, those 14 chimpanzees?
Well, this is not speculative. This is what John Vandenberg, who is director of the facility, has said will be done with them. They will be involved in hepatitis B research, in hepatitis C research, in HIV/AIDS research, which has been just an unmitigated disaster, more than a quarter century and many billions of dollars and no HIV/AIDS vaccine. That's what these chimps are used for. And also to use them to study very dangerous infectious diseases such as Ebola and Lassa fever and other diseases that are, the new term is diseases that are weaponizable. In other words, infectious diseases that can be turned into weapons, that is, can be distributed in various ways, not in a bomb, but in water supplies and stuff like that, to try to learn what the human effects would be and how to deal with it. Now, we know from decades of research in chimpanzees that this stuff doesn't work. That's why we don't have an HIV/AIDS vaccine. It's why we don't have a hepatitis C vaccine. It's why we don't have a malaria vaccine. It's why chimpanzee use in infectious diseases had all but disappeared until in this new era of concern about weaponizable infectious diseases, they're being recruited back into that effort as if there's a blind spot to the fact that this has never been productive. So that's what they plan to use them for, and that's why we want to get them the heck out of there, because they're very much in harm's way down in San Antonio.
John, are you contending that chimpanzees are not good models for human disease research in general?
Yep. I know that's kind of abrupt, but that's exactly what we're saying, and we're not saying it just for ethical reasons. We're saying it because the medical literature, the scientific literature, screams that at us if you read it in an honest fashion. Typically, the response is, well, since they're our closest genetic relative, they are the animal we have to use to study these things. Well, that's nonsense. There are more than 3 million genetic differences at the DNA level between chimpanzees and humans. You know, if you just go by DNA, I mean, we share 75% of our DNA with mice. We share 50% of our DNA with bananas. We have the gene that codes for a tail in monkeys, but we don't grow tails. I mean, the differences are so stark, and historically the evidence is so comprehensive that we need to get to the point where we just stop doing this. We're literally barking up the wrong tree, and we hope that's what the Institute of Medicine will determine as they look at the usefulness of chimpanzees in research. We're delighted that they're looking at that issue. We know it's going to take a couple of years, and our contention is that there should be a moratorium on the use of chimpanzees in these kinds of research until that report is finished.
Agreed. Very good. Don't go away. More with Dr. John Pippin with the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine. You're listening to Animals Today.
Every day in the United States, tens of thousands of puppies and kittens are born. Unfortunately, there aren't enough homes for all these cats and dogs. One unfixed female cat and her offspring can be the source of more than 400,000 cats in 7 years. One female dog and her unfixed offspring can produce about 67,000 puppies. Too many cats and dogs are unwanted anywhere, by anybody, so they end up being neglected or abandoned. Millions of healthy pets are killed in shelters annually. In the U.S., on average, 70% of the animals that enter the shelter end up getting euthanized. Fortunately, there is good news. There's a new answer to this dilemma. We can help to stop killing these animals by having our pets spayed or neutered. If you want a new pet, how about adopting one? You can rescue a cat or dog and save a life. For more information, please visit our website, desertpaws.org. Again, that website is www.desertpaws.org. And save a life. Save a pet's life today.
As temperatures climb, please remember to never leave your dog in the car, not even for a minute on a warm day with the windows cracked and in the shade. The temperature inside a car can climb up in a matter of minutes, and it's enough to kill your pet. If you love your pet, leave them at home or with someone you trust. Keep them cool, comfortable, and alive. And if you see a dog or other pet in a car, you may only have a moment to save their life. Here are a couple of steps that you should remember. Make an announcement in the store or business the car is parked nearest to. and call the police department or animal control right away. Remember, it only takes a minute or two on a hot day to kill an animal left inside a car. Your swift action can save a life. Dogs are unable to cool themselves the way people can. Never leave your dog in the car, not even for a minute. This message is presented by Desert Paws. Visit them online at desertpaws.org. That's desertpaws, all one word, .org.
I'm child behavioral therapist James Lehman. I know you need the Total Transformation Program to turn around your child's behavior, but for some reason you haven't tried it. Maybe you're skeptical and doubt that it will work for you and your child. Listen, I'm willing to give away 1,000 copies of the Total Transformation to the most skeptical of parents for free. All I need you to do is send me your feedback about how it works for you and your child, and the program will be free. You get the program for free, and I get the satisfaction of knowing how the Total Transformation helped your child. Anyone who says they can change your child's behavior should be willing to prove it. We're going to prove once and for all that the Total Transformation Program works for every behavior problem imaginable, and it'll be free to 1,000 of my most skeptical customers.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-586-1402. 1-800-586-1402. That's 1-800-586-1402. 1-800-586-1402.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit MatrixDirect.com.
Do you think you're getting your money's worth for your life insurance policy? Because if you're 40 and married and are paying more than $14 a month, chances are you're paying too much. Hi, I'm Brent Langdon for Matrix Direct. We partnered with American General Life to find you their lowest rates on term life insurance products. And if you're 40 years old and married, we could find you a $250,000 policy for less than $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free no-obligation quote. Call 1-800-605-3967. Since 1995, we've helped over a million people save money on their term life insurance. Don't you want to know how much we could save you? It only takes 5 minutes and you could save up to 75%. And the call is absolutely free. Call 1-800-605-3967. That's 1-800-605-3967. 1-800-605-3967.
Thank you for calling Rosetta Stone for your free language learning demo CD-ROM.
Yeah, what's the catch?
Excuse me?
Your ad says I can get a free demo of your language software, so what's the catch?
No catch. We're so sure Rosetta Stone is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language that we'll give you a free demo.
To get your free demo from Rosetta Stone, call now. 1-800-355-5110. 1-800-355-5110. 1-800-355-5110.
I looked at her and I was just, wow, she looks so young.
How are ordinary women across America looking years younger? They've discovered the proven breakthrough called Hydroxytone. It visibly reduces wrinkles, tightens skin, and makes frown lines disappear from view. Find out how you can try Hydroxytone free for 30 days.
She always looked good to me. I can't believe how young she looks.
Hydroxytone is now available at Ulta stores. But for this risk-free offer, you must call 1-800-221-1953. That's 1-800-221-1953.
We're back with Dr. John Pippin with the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine. John, you also have a problem with the reputation of the lab now housing the 14 chimpanzees. Please explain.
Yes, this facility in San Antonio has from time to time looked like a Keystone Cops operation. All the mistakes that are made that end up costing animal lives. In 2006, they actually performed a necropsy, an autopsy, on a baboon who wasn't dead until they got into the necropsy, and then, of course, the baboon died. Now, how bad do you have to be to not know whether an animal's alive or dead before you...
That's horrible. That's horrible.
Well, it's worse than that, because although the IACUC, the Institutional Animal Care and Use Committee, was aware this happened, they didn't report it to the administration. They didn't report it to the USDA, and it was only found during an inspection. So there was a cover-up. Also in 2006, the center was doing an illegal protocol where they were doing multiple C-sections on the same cesarean sections on the same animals. They got inspected. They were ordered to stop it and to file a corrected protocol within a month. They got reinspected in 4 months and had not done it. They were told again to do it, and it took 7 months for them to stop that and do a new protocol for which they had no consequences from USDA, which is disgraceful, but that's how it works. And just last year, I mean, this is not isolated years ago, just last year they had two episodes where animals escaped. In one case, a rhesus macaque monkey escaped on a night that was sub-freezing and was found in the morning moribund and had to be euthanized. And some baboons escaped because a door was not secured properly and injured some employees last year. So this is a facility that, aside from everything else, cannot take care of their animals, cannot give them the care, even the minimal care mandated by the Animal Welfare Act, and they can't do it. So this is a bad place for the animals, even if they're not being experimented on.
Right. I think you and I are always going to find problems with reputations of labs experimenting on chimpanzees. What are the legal arguments that the transfer of the 14 chimpanzees was improper?
Well, the legal argument is based on the language of the Administrative Procedure Act, and that language is that the Administrative Procedure Act is to be applied to correct what, I'm getting the exact language for you, to correct what is considered to be arbitrary and capricious behavior on the part of a federal agency. We claim that the decision to move the whole colony of 200 to San Antonio was arbitrary and capricious, and we are arguing that in that context, the reason is because the NIH admitted during the process that there is some question of whether this kind of research is useful, and they asked the Institute of Medicine to investigate it. So given that, the plan itself being implemented before they even answered that question was arbitrary and capricious, which is the language in the act. And we are also arguing that not returning those 14 chimpanzees falls under the auspices of the Administrative Procedure Act because they were part of that original arbitrary and capricious decision to move the animals to San Antonio. So the legal basis is sound, it's firm. The legal arguments are in the petition that we have filed, and we hope that it will be acted on favorably and that the result will be that NIH will again admit that they are wrong and will return those chimpanzees to Alamogordo where they'll be safe.
There are a lot of the other physicians, in addition to you, on that brief. Who are they?
Nine of them are New Mexico scientists and physicians who object to this kind of research being done on chimpanzees, anthropologists, researchers who use or don't use animals in their research but object to this use of the chimpanzees, and then several others from prominent researchers and scientists in the non-human primate field who have signed on to this petition because they agree with us that these animals should not be moved, some of them, interestingly, purely on scientific grounds. Some do not have as much of an issue with animal research in context but feel that this is just egregious. Of course, at PCRM, we do have a problem with animal research regardless of context, for both scientific and ethical reasons. But we've got
John, in the last minute, what tell my listeners, what is the PCRM and what are your main goals and activities?
Well, PCRM is Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine. You can go check us out at www.pcrm.org. It's real easy to navigate the website, and you can see all the things we do. We're a 25-year-old organization founded and led by physicians, also heavily staffed with scientists. So we take a medical and scientific approach to many key issues, including best nutrition, including medical education, trauma training, animal dissections in classrooms, and major issues involving federal agencies like this one and like the NASA campaign we recently won, where we halted some radiation experiments involving squirrel monkeys in Massachusetts. So we have a pretty broad palette, and we're physician and scientist-led, and that's our niche, and we're really the only major group that brings that to the table.
Dr. John Pippin, Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine, www.pcrm.org. Thank you for appearing on the show.
Thanks for inviting me.
This is Dr. Lori Kirschner encouraging you to nurture your love and compassion for the only other beings sharing our planet, the animals. No, tell me.
The opinions you hear on the Business Talk Radio Network are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and not necessarily those of this station, Business Talk Radio Network, its management, or advertisers. The information on the Business Talk Radio Network does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Investing involves risks. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions or comments about the Business Talk Radio Network, contact us at 203-323-7300 or at our website, businesstalkradio.net.